Good morning. We are continuing our discussion of priorities in getting married between siblings. Can a younger sibling get married before an older sibling? And we've talked about if we have two sisters, for example, that was the scenario of Lavan when he had two daughters to marry off, Leah and Rachel. And that was also the situation for Benos Tzlavchad. And indeed, they got married in priority order based on age, Benos Tzlavchad. And we also talked about two brothers, but now we are going to get a little bit more complicated, and we're going to talk about a younger daughter and an older son. And why is this a little bit more complicated? So the Shu't Divrei Yatziv says as follows: apparently, in this situation, we would have to be more machmir, because especially if the brother is the bechor, everyone agree, all poskim agree, that there's an obligation to sow kavod to a bechor, so she, as the younger sibling, would have to wait, and that would apply whether it's a boy or a girl as the younger sibling. But in particular, if it's a female that's the younger sibling, the Divrei Yatziv says that the poskim would agree that she is not obligated in the mitzvah of kruor vu. And in addition, there's also a mitzvah midurabanan to have children. It's called sheves, and there are poskim who are of the view that women are not obligated in the mitzvah of sheves as well. Accordingly, what imperative do we have to say we should be lenient in the concept or the halacha, as we've seen brought by the Shach and the Bach, that we should prioritize marriages based on the age and ages of the children and stick with the oldest going first? On the other hand, the Divrei Yatziv brings two Gemaras that point in the direction that we have to be concerned about the girl, that indeed she may have a concern of an Aveira if she's not married. So one Gemara is in Sanhedrin, it says, Ezu Ani Rasha, who is a poor person, who's a Rasha, Zehamasha Bito Bogeris, this is somebody who keeps his daughter, who is a Bogeris, she's above the age of 12 and a half. In other words, he's not making efforts to marry her off. Or another Gemara in Sochim, Bitcha Bagra, if you have a girl, a daughter who has become a Bogeret, she's getting older, Shachrer Avda Chavetela, you should indeed take your servant, your slave, and you should redeem him, you should set him free, and you should marry them off. In other words, we don't have to get into the details of those two Gemaras, but the concern here is we have to worry about this girl. There's a Chashash Aveira also if she's just sitting single. So indeed, those are the two sides of it, according to the Divrei Yatziv. Maybe we should machmir, maybe we can be makel on this, and even though it's a younger daughter, she can be married before the older son. So the Divrei Yatziv brings a number of reasons why we indeed can be lenient in this situation. So we'll go through most of them. He says, number one, there are many poskim who are of the view that just like a man has a prohibition of having lewd thoughts, called hirhurim, inappropriate thoughts about somebody of the opposite gender, so too their poskim were of the view that that prohibition applies to women as well. So we have to be concerned about her having inappropriate thoughts if she's sitting and she is not wed. And in addition, number two, he says, Ushchicha pritzus, machmas v'yisarvu b'goyim v'yilmadu m'maseyim. Pritzus, promiscuity, is a problem as well, and being married helps out that situation tremendously, and we don't want the impact of general society to impact this girl because she hasn't been married yet. And in addition, number three, if the son is not 20 years old and he's sitting and learning Torah, he is exempt from getting married because he's focusing on his learning, and it could be even if he's 20 years old, he's permitted to go continue and learning, so he has that exemption, but she does not have that exemption. So that is number three. Number four is as follows. There's a Gemara in Yevamos that says, Kol Adam Shein Lo Isha Shari B'lo Torah. If somebody is sitting and he is not married, he is living without Torah. So we have to be concerned, says the Divrei Yatziv, that this younger girl who has the older brother, but she is the younger girl, somebody wants to marry her who is in learning, hopefully a Talmud Chacham, and we have to be concerned that he has to be married as well. So the Bechor, the older brother, has to be Mevater. He has to give in on his Kavod. He has to forgive his Kavod and not insist on his younger sister waiting until he gets married, because we have to be worried about the Bittul Torah of this Talmud Chacham who wants to marry the younger daughter, the younger sister. So that is indeed rationale number four, to be lenient. And number five, The Divrei Yetzirah brings a Tosfos in Kedushin that says, Achshav anu noagim lekadesh benosenu hafilu ktanos. Now we are noheg to marry off our daughters, even though when they are ktanos, believe, this is not applicable nowadays, but in the time, this is what Tosfos is saying, below the age of 12, because in each and every day, the galos that we live in gets more and more difficult, and somebody who has the ability to financially marry off a daughter and pay for her dowry one day may not after time in the future have that ability. So we have to seize the opportunity. If somebody's able to marry off a daughter financially, go with that right now and don't wait for the future, because who knows what may be in store. So in the end of the day, the Divrei Yetziv says, Uvitziruv kolhani ta'ame, with all of these five reasons that we have brought that we can be lenient, when we add them all together, it's not like he's relying on any specific one to be lenient, but when we add them all together, we can override this concept of sticking with priorities of age when marrying off children. And in addition, especially because it's an Isur Kal, it's not a very stringent prohibition, it's a small prohibition, and in particular, it could very well be that it's simply based on a midas derech eretz, that it's the right thing to do, but not that we are dealing with an absolute prohibition. So at the end of the day, the Divrei Yetziv comes out that he's saying that he is lenient in this situation, even when it is a daughter who is younger, the siblings, or his older brother, younger sister, that still we can be lenient and marry off the younger sister before the older brother. And he says one more concept here. He says all of this, all of these gyrations, the discussions that we have in finding a heter, which we did in the end of the day, but this all applies to marrying her off before her older brother. However, to be meshadech, to be dating and going out and decide upon a spouse, there is no problem whatsoever. This whole concept of having a priority relates to the marriage of a younger one before an older one, but it does not relate to a priority in the older one dating and keeping the younger one from not dating until the older one is done. So we may have certain limitations when it comes to marrying off a younger one before the older one, although we've found many heterim, but certainly they each can be dating at the same time. Have a wonderful day.